podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs. What up, Games and Repairs in downtown Bay City and at Green Acres Plaza in Saginaw has all your pop culture needs. Grab your favorite video or board game. Need your phone or console repaired? They can get you squared away. D&D Adventure League on Monday or video game tournaments on Saturday. Check out One Up Games and Repairs at oneupgamesbc.com.
Kill my
warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
You gotta lean on it.
Lean back with it.
Lean on me.
But don't lean on the
when
mic.
I'm not strong,
I'll be your friend.
I'll drink all day long. Welcome back, everybody, to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. St. Patty's Day special.
St. Patty's Day, yeah. Man, we got started off early today, didn't we?
Yeah. It's wee hours in the morning.
Yeah. But it's St. Patty's Day, and you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
If you don't start in the morning. No. Oh, yep, yeah.
What?
I bought you a gift. I forgot to bring it.
Oh, that's yeah, okay. Sorry. You were just like, ah, fuck. No,
sorry. Yeah, no, yeah, we'll get her.
Yep.
But yeah, we got Guinness today. That's drinking some Guinness Stout, long necks.
Beer.
Yeah.
Thick beer.
It's not really. It's pretty thin.
It's beer's chocolate milk.
No, it's real thin. The Foreign Extra Stout is thicker.
Mm,
but
okay.
The Guinness is surprisingly light.
I like the ones that come with the what it's like the same thing that comes in spray paint. It's a ball and you have to shake it.
Oh yeah, with the nitrous, yeah.
Yeah, the nitrous. You're like, "Oh my god, you are literally shaking up your death."
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. It's slow releases or whatever like that. Yeah.
That's good, but
and then today we have a special guest in third chair. We've got Colin Herzberg, my son.
Woo woo, Colin.
Say hi to the folks.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. What about you?
Pretty good. I woke up and started drinking, so you can't start the day off better than that.
Honestly, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Drinking his
tall
Arnold,
boys.
His tall boy Arnold Palmer's. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Colin will not be, he's not of age yet, but he has some stories and some good banter, and we're going to be talking about a few things. So,
yeah, we're excited to have him on today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, boys, since it's St. Patty's Day, it's our first special we've ever done on the show. What's a must listen to for you? Like a song that you just have to listen to? Because mine's Shipping Off to Boston.
I have to listen
to Shipping Off to Boston on St. Patty's Day.
Shipping Up to Boston, man. That was my entrance song when I used to fight.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. I love that.
Shipping
it was good
to
stuff.
Boston,
down out. Down out.
They just came to Saginaw, I think, last year, didn't
they? Oh, did they?
Yeah,
well,
like late last year.
That would have been fantastic to see.
Yeah. Oh, no. Apparently, it was good. A lot of my coworkers bought tickets, and I was like, I don't want to go. But we were so busy, and we weren't getting out of work until like 8, 9 o'clock. I would have missed it. But
yeah.
Man, I wanted to go so bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. What about you? What do you have to listen to today?
Drunken Lullabies. Yep. It's Flogging Molly. Drunken Lullabies.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Colin? What's your favorite St. Paddy's Day song?
You know, there are a lot. Probably have to say the one I said earlier. I can't remember off the top of my head. And I would walk 5,000 miles or something like that.
500 miles, Proclaimers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's an Irish song. Is it? I guess, kind of.
It's just a song you have to listen to today. He just wants to
that
march
works.
Around.
Yeah.
Speaking of marching.
He's proclaiming. Oh, hey, it's Grandma Don's.
Hi,
welcome, Grandma Don's.
Hi, Mom.
Whoa, more. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Special guest. She came and brought a bunch of, Arnold Palmer's?
Yeah.
There we go.
So now his cooler's full. We're good.
Yeah, we'll have to throw some of those in the fridge here.
Yeah. Yeah, so every time he has, he's like, beer me. It's just Arnold Palmer's.
Arnold Palmer.
That's funny. No, speaking of marching around, Bay City is huge for St. Patty's Day here.
Oh, yeah.
We love it, apparently, because we're just like, we got a lot of bars.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, there was a big Irish population that settled here back in the day. You know, it may be the Emerald Isle of Michigan, actually. By the numbers, it's a little over 12%. More than 4,000 people are Irish descendant in Bay City.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's a fact. You got any other facts about Irish people or St. Paddy's Day in Bay City?
Yeah, when a lot of the settlers came into Bay City, because it was a big logging town back in the day. We had with the Saginaw River and everything, you had the ships and logs floating down the river out to
yep.
the bay.
Yeah.
There were kind of four main populations that came in. It was the Germans, Polish, Jewish, and Irish. And they settled kind of in the south end of Bay City, and Columbus Street was kind of the divider. And the Irish were down by Washington Avenue in Columbus, and then south. And then you had the Germans, and then south, and then everybody. They kind of segmented it like four. They stuck to their people. You know,
really?
Yeah. But that's I thought it was kind of cool, because you've got Washington Street Irish Pub right there on Columbus. You got the Green Hut.
Yep.
Same, the Paddy's Green Hut. We've got Bailey's in the south end. Coonan's,
yep.
Yeah. Malicky's, Lucky's, O'Hare's.
Is Mulligan's considered Irish?
I don't know. Because it's
isn't it Mulligan's Irish Pub?
I think so.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, because Mulligan's is more like the golf term, because there's a lot of sports memorabilia and stuff in there. But yeah, it would be an Irish pub. Yeah, yeah. Mulligan's. Yeah, we have a lot of Irish bars.
We really do. Yeah. Well, they're one big day. This is their holiday weekend.
I mean,
every bartender is like, I want to work this weekend. Even though I'm going to hate myself, I want to be there, you know?
Yeah.
They'd be able to go on a four-week vacation after this weekend. Hopefully, if the people are kind enough. A lot of people do, like, the bar hopping, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, going for a few and then on to the next. And, yeah, pub crawls. And sometimes they even sell tickets to where, like, you have so many things. You just walk in, get a beer here, get a beer there, and you just pay one overhead price.
I've never done that. I've always wanted to do one of those things.
I think they're pretty cool, but they only fill your glass, like, halfway.
Oh, really?
So if you really like the beer, you're still paying money, which is still cool. But I remember working one.
It's like a flight type deal.
Yeah, but it's like
a shooter.
Well, they give you a whole pint glass.
Oh, but then they have a fill line. It's not a shooter to at least make you feel better about yourself.
You always just look like you need another one.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, man, you're getting low on the beer. It's like,
man,
no,
my silicophobia hits real hard at those things.
You'll never have that ease feeling with your disease, I guess you could call it.
Senosilicophobia is the fear of an empty beer mug.
Hmm.
Okay. He said it won't hit him until he's 22.
Yeah, really.
21 is like, let's go, bottoms up. And then 22, he's like, man, I like it better when it's full. And then he just that fear just stays with you the rest of your life.
It's more of an anxiety than a fear, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Every drink you take, you shiver more and more.
Every drink you take. That's what the song should be.
Eric's got to be cooking up some more like stuff for us.
Right,
so we just have like hotkeys all the time.
Yeah,
he probably hears us sing. He's like, it'd be a lot better.
We need to get one of them soundboards. We can just ding, 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 you know.
Yeah. But it's got to be able to record us and like perfectly put it in tune.
Right.
So it's like
auto-tune
every drink you take, and it's just boo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Every drink you take. That'd be perfect.
The ChatGPT board.
You just put it in, it just makes a perfect song.
Yeah.
Those things freak me out. You can give them like four words, and it can like write a 300-page book about it.
Yeah, it does real well with the writing. Kind of okay with pictures, and it sucks writing code.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it's not very great. Well, it'll give you some context clues and point you in the right direction, but it's not going to be able to build you anything.
Well, if they start putting in stuff like that, that's going to take away a lot of jobs, in my opinion. You know what I mean? People are just going to flip.
If it ever got good, it's still very, very far away from being good.
Do you think the engineers are purposely keeping it that way?
Hopefully.
Yeah,
probably, because if they made it too good, then you get Skynet.
Yeah.
Because then it can actually start building things.
Yeah, and that's terrifying.
Yeah.
That is the end of the world. And we are so dangerously close, and yet people are just like, I love technology. It's like, until it's the death of you.
Wee!
Yeah. Everyone that praises it will die from it.
Yeah. I don't know. As long as the robots bring me beer, it's all right. You know.
I thought about that a couple. I don't know if it was last podcast. You were talking about like putting a cube and a bigger cube and coming out with like a
steak. Yeah, the Star Trek thing.
Yeah, the Star Trek thing.
Yeah,
it'd be awesome if you could just press a button and a beer comes up out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And you're just like,
A beer materializes.
On the go. Yeah.
And it's free.
Uh-huh. It would be like a keychain thing for me.
Oh,
I always have it on my belt loop. So you just put it down and press the button and there's a beer. Yeah. you know? Like, I'd be in dramatic situations and people would be crying at a funeral and I'd just set it up. And here's my beer.
Jeez.
Why do you need a beer right now? I don't know. It just made me sad. So I just, when I get sad, I drink beer. I don't know. When I'm happy, I drink beer. When I want to drink beer, I drink
beer.
And
he'll raise you up on eagle's wings. Beer just starts coming out of the pew. Make you shine like the sun. Glug, glug, and hold you.
You guys got one mood, and it's just beer.
Yeah, yeah, this is Beers and Babble, man.
That is, yeah.
In the basement bar in Rogers Pub.
True.
Yeah.
True, true, true. That'd be like 72 of those keychains down here.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone just...
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, have you guys...
I forgot what we were talking about.
Well, I started thinking about that keychain. I'm like, fucking scientists, hurry up. That's great.
Yeah, I would like my keychain beer, please.
It'd be like... Well, they came out... I saw a commercial during the Super Bowl this last year about like these these goggles. They're like the smart goggles that anywhere, you know? And I was like, so... Those are expensive. We had to look up the price. They're thousands and thousands of dollars. But even if they came out with that little keychain, I would take out savings for it.
Oh, yeah.
I would just be like, I'd be like, listen, it's $3,500, but if I play it right, I can get it now and never have to buy a beer again.
Yeah.
So I would save
money in the long run. Oh, yeah.
Like, I would, that's my proposal to the bank. Yeah. For the loan.
Oh, but here's the thing. What if it would only give you one beer?
The keychain, just one beer?
Like, yeah, like you would have, see, that's how they get you. You'd have to buy different keychains for different flavors or whatever.
But then, oh, well, yeah, one kind of beer, but how many times, just once?
No. I'm saying you only get one kind of beer. Like, if you get the keychain, it only does Busch Light, or it only does Two Hearted, or it only does, yeah.
I still think it'd be heavily priced. I really do.
No, I'm saying is that, would you still buy it?
Yes.
Like if it only had one, but you didn't get to choose.
Yeah, because if I want other beer, yeah, let me spend the money on it.
Oh, okay.
But this is like my go-to.
Just walking around like a janitor. What flavor you want, man?
Oh, right? No kidding. If people like bought a bunch, but I would have my just go-to beer for in certain situations, like if things get tight or whatever. Or it's just like you're sitting on a plane. And
Like that would have been great on the plane.
No kidding. They're just like, oh, we're going to be delayed here, but no one can get up. And you're just like, fuck it. You know, let's get hammered.
But then they'd find some way to ban it. Like, they would. No smoking on the plane. No beer keychains on the plane.
Thanks a lot,
Osama. You could buy our beer keychains.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden. Fuck.
Right. Then they got to get an Arnold Palmer one so Colin can walk around with his AP.
I really think you're genius. Yeah.
There we go.
They could just start selling that. Stop canning things. Just make a material. Realized. It's really not that hard, you know.
I'm
just kidding. You're gonna see it in like 30 years. Someone's gonna create it, and it's gonna be me hiding up in the woods, you know, just like going crazy and be like, I finally figured it out. I dedicated my life to this. Have you guys ever had an Irish car bomb? I'm sorry.
I just had one last week down at Kenny's, John. It was on Duval Street in Key West.
Nice.
We did the Duval crawl.
Yeah.
And hit all the bars, world's smallest bar and all that.
Oh, you were telling me they were going to that.
Yeah, yeah. But they had an Irish bar down there, so we had to do Irish car bombs.
Yep.
And up here, at least in Bay City, in my experience, when you get an Irish car bomb, you get a full glass of Guinness and then a shot that is half Bailey's, half Jameson. Okay? So then you take your glass of Guinness, you sip a little out of there, then you drop the shot in and drink it.
And chug it all.
So the car bombs they made us, though, were like half a glass of Guinness. And I was like, where's the rest? I paid for a full, you know, I would like the full glass of Guinness. And even my cousins who are from Colorado were like, no, that's an Irish car bomb. I was like, no, it's not. Where's the rest of the Guinness?
Well, do they?
They were like, well, how are you going to drop it in? I go, you drink some of the Guinness out and then you drop it in. And they're like, well, I went, no, man, come to Bay City. Bay City Irish Car Bomb.
Bay City does it, yeah.
But you get a full glass.
But here's the deal. In Bay City, you pay for that full glass and you pay for the shot. But now people are combining it to just pay for the Irish Car Bomb itself.
Yeah, which is stupid.
Yeah, it is.
It's because it's even more expensive. I think they were like,
really?
I think it was like $18.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, it was wild. It was stupid.
For those two things, shouldn't be, Irish Car Bomb shouldn't go over $6. Especially if you're giving you a half a glass.
Yeah, if you get a half glass, $5, $6, No, I want my full glass of Guinness and the shot.
Yeah, you gotta work for it. You have to set it up.
Yeah.
Because you should be able to decide how much Guinness you want.
Left. Yep.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
The one time I tried to have an Irish car bomb, so I never had one.
Oh, you never had one?
I do want to do it soon. But the one time I was sitting at the bar and I was with a bunch of my friends, John and
you have friends?
Dennis. And, yeah,
that is what I was going to say.
Good. Happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody. Please be my friend. We can go almost do Irish car bombs together.
Almost.
No, we were all sitting at the bar or whatever and everyone got them. Boom, 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 lined them up and it was sitting in front of me. And I just went, oh. And threw up.
Oh, no. You had a spit. You had a spit.
Yep. And, I never wanted it again. I was just like, every time you set it on the table, I'm going to throw up. So that's like, it's like a fear of mine.
No. Well, had you been drinking the whole, like, oh, were you already half of the bag?
This was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you can't do that. Wow. You got to start with them.
Oh, okay.
It's like, that was like my 18th birthday, or my 21st birthday. And I don't know if this is the last call or I said this before, but we went to Paddy's. We went to Green Hut, and that's where I had my first drinks was at the Green Hut. And it was my Ma, Craig, myself, and my cousin Jimmy Tromba. And
Jimmy Troms.
Yeah. And we went to Green Hut, and it hit midnight, and Jack brought over these an Irish car bomb, a Jaeger bomb, a Four Horsemen, and a Three Wise Men. I don't remember what happened after that.
I was just about to say, that started it and ended it at the same time.
Yeah, yep, yeah. I remember waking up the next day. That was
Jesus, I hate those. I'm sorry to totally flip the script, and I'm skipping you because I know you've never had an Irish car bomb, but
yeah.
I'm going to get into something crazy. I had a terrifying dream last night.
Oh, no.
I had an absolutely terrifying dream, and it was so realistic with everybody.
Yeah, we were talking about that before, how you wake up in a cold sweat every day, just constantly anxious.
That comment you made, now I know why you drink. It's so funny. Yeah, so I got home and...
That's why you're like 11 o'clock in the morning drinking like... I interrupt him just to piss him off.
Well, it's probably because I had a terrible dream, like I needed it. But I got home and we demolished... there's a new $20 deal at Domino's.
Yeah.
And it's two medium pizzas... breadsticks, cinnamon sticks, and a 2 liter of pop.
Oh, all right.
So we're like, for $20, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's not bad.
And I demolished that, and then we were watching a movie called The Players. It was really good, but I don't remember the rest of it because I fell asleep during it. Okay. I was just exhausted.
The Players.
And I had a dream of my drive home. So, like, I started my dream, and I'm glad it's a dream. I started it back at work, coming home from work. So I was driving. And you know me, I'm super proud of my car, even though it's a nice Jeep. It's a Jeep, you know.
Yeah, real nice Jeep.
I forget, what does Jeep stand for? It's something, or just empty every pocket. That's what Jeep stands for, because you have to throw so much money into it because everything's always breaking. But I'm proud of it. And I'm driving, and on one of the roads, instead of stopping, I just rammed into a house. I didn't mean to. So I like backed up and kept
going.
This is
in the dream, right?
Yeah, in the dream. Yeah, please, it's in the dream. And like... I got home, and I was really worried, and I was keeping it quiet and everything. Cars, like, obviously beat up in the front in my driveway.
Yeah.
And I didn't think anything of it. And then, like, all the cops that were searching came to my house, and they found me, and they found the car. It was terrifying. And the cops, I know the cops that work in Essexville, and they were the ones who showed up in my dream.
Oh, no.
I woke up, and I'm like, because I don't want to go to jail. I never want to go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
I never want to step foot in it, never want to be even close. So I was so terrified of going to jail, and that's when I woke up.
Crazy.
And I woke up and Rob said, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And I was like, "Nothing. It's time for me to get up and go do a podcast. I gotta go." Like, and here we are, 20 minutes later, and I got a beer in my hand. But I had a terrifying dream, so I had to tell that. And now that I released that, I'm ready to go. So let's run it up. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, that's wild.
Yeah.
Have you had any terrifying dreams lately, Colin?
No, I haven't. I lucid dream, so I can control my own.
That's awful.
As long as you always get out of it. I've heard some myths, and I don't like talking about it, so I won't, but
no.
Just always
there was
wake
one
up.
Day where I slept until noon, and I played out the entire day ahead, and it was freaky. Oh, some fell.
It was me.
But
do you mind?
Yeah, I get you.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
I also have a drink of Guinness. It's a St. Patty's Day. I started with a Busch Light. We got to move to Guinness.
You had to warm up with the Busch Light.
So you lucid dream. That's impressive.
And it takes me 20 minutes, and then I'm dead asleep, but I can control everything. It's freaky. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. But it's also, it's hard to get into, into a lucid dream state. But when you're in there, you can do anything you want. And, you don't punch really soft, and you don't, run really slow. You can actually live in your dream.
Yeah. I think I've only had that a couple times.
Yeah. Yep. And it's a certain way to fall asleep to do it. It's really crazy.
One time I was Spider-Man. It was real cool.
Really?
Swinging from stuff, and I could feel the, G-force swinging and everything. It was really neat.
That was
when I was a kid, though. That was way back when.
When I was young, I always wanted to be Spider-Man, and I was like, it'd be so cool. And then you get to, you're in Bay City, so it's how high can you really get?
There's
skyscrapers in Bay City.
Yeah.
So you're just always running.
Just going around the same building. The one.
The one, city building, and you're just taking the same.
That's like one of them rides at the fair that swings.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, that's as close to Spider-Man in Bay City as you can get.
Yeah, you can't get away. Yeah. You're just circling.
Try to climb a double tree.
Yeah, climb up on the double tree, and you're like, it's only three, four stories, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's so funny, though.
It's the saddest Spider-Man ever.
Is that what Spooter-Man is?
Spooter-Man. Bay suitor, man.
I don't know why that's so funny. Just going around the city building. Jesus.
Like a merry-go-round?
Yeah. His suit's all torn up. He looks homeless. He looks it's built out of the crack spoons and heroin spoons around here.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. That's just terrible.
Wow.
Speaking of stuff like that.
Speaking of crack.
hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on wide a range of conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide a range of conversations with Rick and Eric.
R.I.P. Dragon Ball.
That's okay. That's a weird transition.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you had it written down. I was like,
yeah,
you told
Akira,
me that this morning.
Akira Toriyama passed away, the creator of Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, it's real, real sad day, man. I know that hit a lot of people. That's the greatest anime ever created.
It really was. How old?
That's a good question.
Oh, okay. Well, we would have fact checker Dennis. Let me lay down the low, but he fell into a crazy sickness this week, and he just can't get out of it. So hopefully next podcast he'll be back on. But yeah.
He was 68.
68.
That's it. That's young, yeah.
That is young. Wow. Jeez.
Dang.
Pete's.
Yeah.
Well, he did a lot of things and made a lot of people happy and got a lot of kids through middle school and high school. And
That was when my mom was, she had double ARDS, acute respiratory distress syndrome, and she was in a coma for 2 weeks at Covenant in Saginaw there. And I was there with her every day, and I'd watch TV while I was there. And it was what was on TV airing at the time was the Frieza saga.
The what?
Frieza.
Oh, okay.
When Goku fought Frieza. That saga, that was airing live. And so, and you know how long those episodes take. Mm-hmm. It took 2 weeks for him to finally start fighting Frieza. Yeah. it's the longest arc in any anime in history is the Frieza saga.
Wow,
man.
Jesus.
It takes so long.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But it's good. It's good stuff. Because that's when, spoilers, when Krillin dies, and that's what makes Goku break and go Super Saiyan finally and everything. Yeah. So it's a huge, huge pivotal moment.
Yeah. It takes forever.
Yeah. But it's worth it.
You could, getting on a lighter note here, and R.I.P., rest in peace, but do you guys have a favorite anime other than Dragon Ball, or is Dragon Ball you guys' top? Well, I know Eddie's got a list.
Yeah, go ahead.
Alan? No, you go first.
Oh, he's got a list.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's your top anime?
Man, I've watched a decent bit of anime, but I'd have to say the one I'm liking right now is Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I've never dipped my toes into it.
Yeah, it's, demons and high school kids and, basic anime.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But it's good. It's a good story.
No, that's the top one. You're just digging it right now. You're just into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever watched One Punch Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's by far my, because I'm I like to laugh. And that to me is just comedy all the way through. It's hilarious.
It makes fun of every other anime. Yeah, it does. It's great. That's so good.
That's basically what it is. That and what's a tearjerker to me and why that's one of my tops is Attack on Titan.
Yeah, that's another. I really like that's Attack a real on good Titan. One.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, other than that, I don't watch too much.
No.
You know?
I get into it a lot.
Do you?
I used to be even heavier. I kind of started going back. I finished up, caught up on Demon Slayer and started watching that Solo Leveling. But I love One Punch Man. Black Butler is one of my favorites. I have the entire manga run of Black Butler. I liked Appleseed back in the day. Hellsing is a great one. Inuyasha. Used to watch a lot of all the Naruto all the way through. Yeah, Bleach. And then Fairy Tail. Love Fairy Tail. That's really good. Colin and I watched all of Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one.
We're still on the 4th season, 11th episode.
Okay, yeah.
But
so he knows exactly what you guys can pick up whenever you want.
We're almost done. But what's that old anime you and me watched that one night? Oh, I forget what it is. It was like Spaceship Lady. You had the
Tenchi Muyu.
Yeah, there you
go. Yeah, Tenchi Muyu. That one was kind of like Star Wars in anime.
No way, really?
Yeah,
I bet I'd like that.
Yeah, they had like lightsabers and stuff, and there's space pirates and things. And yeah, that was real cool. Back from the old Toonami. Cartoon Network's Toonami. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I love watching that coming home from school, watching Toonami.
That's sweet.
Yep.
So if you could rank the top five of like all of them, what's your ranking system go? Like if someone said you had one anime or five animes to watch the rest of your life, what are you picking?
Here we go.
Out of all of them, top five.
Yeah,
I know I put you on the spot. You weren't thinking that. You were just thinking of all the ones you've watched. But
yeah, DBZ.
DBZ?
Yeah. Yep. Black Butler. I don't know. I didn't have that written down.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. So
it's fun to hear that off the
screen. One Punch Man. Naruto, Fairy Tail.
Okay. All right. So those are the five you're going with. Stranded on an island, you can watch all five of those. You'll be fine.
The one I never got into, and I'd like to, but it would take me 10 years, is One Piece.
Okay.
Because there's over 1,000 episodes.
Holy shit.
It's the longest running anime. But I never really got into it. Tony.
I wonder.
You remember Tony?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he loves One Piece.
Does he?
Yeah. He's a big anime
guy. Still watching it?
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? What's your top five?
Oh, no, you're mean. I'd say I'd probably have to go with your list because you and me watched through a lot of them. So I'd probably go with yours.
Okay. Same list. Yeah. Nice. What about you?
That's fair enough.
Isn't there more episodes of Sesame Street than One Piece?
Oh, probably. Yeah, but that's not an anime.
Well, still has freaky monsters that are overrun the city.
Yeah.
That the humans just kind of go, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sesame Street as an anime. That'd be kind of wild.
I don't really have a time. I can give you four because I definitely forgot about Black Butler, but you got, DBZ, One Punch Man, Attack on Titan, and Black Butler. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's such a good... my favorite episode is when they're in the cooking competition, and he comes up making this, like, walking curry thing, and they're like, it's the greatest thing ever made.
I forgot about that one. Yeah. No, but yeah, those four, I could live off of those. Those are good.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, the St. Paddy's Day, I know that we've been kind of... away from the mics for a little bit because you had some stuff to do, but you bought some beers of the week. I don't know if you brought any special ones today.
I don't know. I brought a lot because I couldn't remember if we had more, and sometimes we do hour three, and so, there we go. All right.
Well, Eddie, I'll have you take it away.
All right, Colin, beer of the week.
I'm so sorry. How you doing on your tall boy over here? Oh, it's almost
you're
gone.
Arizona.
I still got four more, and then
that
in
other
the
one,
bag,
yeah.
And there's still more in the cooler.
All right,
well,
beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
hell yeah. Beer of the week.
That was a hard crack.
It was a squirter.
So we've got Dad Shoes Hazy IPA from the Austin Brothers Beer Co. in Alpena, Michigan. It's a 7% ABV with 50 IBU.
It smells fantastic. It really does.
I love the bottle or the can there. It's green can and it has the Skechers on it. Dad shoes.
Like the lawn mowing shoes. Yeah, that's so good.
That's funny.
The ones that they buy 7 years ago. Oh, even the beer itself
is green. Yeah. Hey, well, cool. We're drinking green beer on St. Patty's Day. Yeah. I didn't even realize.
Heck no, yeah. I love it. It's definitely the shoes that give myself more foam.
Okay.
yeah. But it's definitely got that, like, I cut grass, but I buy my grass cutting shoes 7 years in advance.
Oh, that's probably why it's green too. Grass cutting. Yeah, beer. Yeah. Awesome.
It's fun. It's even got the guy mowing the lawn on the.
Oh yeah, he is mowing the lawn.
No, it was awesome. So funny. I remember my dad back at 1900. He had that big old lawn, and yeah. He has a bigger lawn today. But he used to push the one back there.
Yeah,
and he would always like get his shoes really dirty, really green. And there was one year that he went to go like replace them. He pulled out this box. Fresh Skechers, like fresh all white Skechers.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh, those are sweet. When did you pick those up?" And he goes, "Oh, your mom got them for me like 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago." And I was like, "And you're just now breaking them out?" And he goes, "Yeah, my old shoes weren't too bad." I was like, well, "They're fucking black
and they're falling
and
apart."
Yeah, they're falling apart. And he goes, "Well, these are the same shoes. They're just." These I haven't been touched.
Oh, she bought two pairs at the same time.
Two pairs at the same time. He made them last for 7 years, and the ones that he got rid of were black, and the ones that he opened were white, but they were the same shoes. So they used to be white.
That's funny.
And he wore them down that bad, but he only wore them for cutting grass. Mm-hmm. Those were hit, like dads have a special outfit for cutting grass. Yeah. Like yeah. You know it. You know, I know it. I have my shoes, and they're actually Jordans. They're really expensive Jordans that I
wear. Why do you cut the grass in them?
Well, they were ruined already, so I'm like, well, I can at least keep wearing them, you know, instead of just getting rid of them.
How are they ruined?
They were just ruined. I was a hood rat, man. I did everything in those shoes. You know? And they're yeah.
Super. Were they your own shoes, or were they hand-me-downs?
They were hand-me-downs.
Oh, my gosh. You got Ryan's shoes.
Yeah, I got Ryan's really sick Jordans. They were the daily drivers for him. They were daily drivers for me. And then when they retired, they became my grass-cutting shoes.
Nice.
So now I'm cutting with an absolute fit on every time. People walking by like, damn, he's got them Jordans. Cutting grass with Air Jordans.
Yeah, Ryan had a spectacular Jordan collection.
Oh, my gosh.
That dude, he had, what was it, like 30, 40 pairs, more than that?
It was something like that. Yeah, I think it was up
just
in the 30s,
never
40s.
Worn, still brand new in boxes.
Yeah,
everything.
And he would
crazy
get them out
shoes.
To look at them and be like, yeah, I love these shoes, and put them back. And
yeah.
I'm like, well, wear them. And he was just like, no.
No.
And he's like, you see, they're creases.
These are looking shoes. Yeah. These are not wearing shoes.
He even
shoes.
Had one of those like magnets where your shoe floats, and he'd like, really? Put them in there, and yeah, spin them. He has one of those. It's
crazy.
Out there somewhere. So it's... There would always just be one shoe that's just spinning. And you're just like, where's the other pairs? Oh, and tucked away in the box.
If you really want to talk about expensive shoes, there's a YouTuber named Whistlin' Diesel.
Okay.
And he got one of the props from Back to the Future, like the futuristic shoes.
Oh,
the
neat.
Nikes that tie on your feet. Like.
$30,000. And for a YouTube video.
Yeah.
He wrecked them.
Oh.
Like, spent $200,000 on equipment to wreck the shoes.
That's terrible. I thought Nike would come out with it because it, like, you put them on and it clenched to your foot.
Yeah.
But I feel like they had so many trial runs with it that they were like, we can't do this. Yeah. it broke so many
people's
feet.
Kept breaking the mannequins.
Yeah. And it was like, that's going to crush
them. Well, because, yeah, in 2015. They came out with a shoe that was like that, but it wasn't automatic.
No.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, but in the movie, when he puts them on, it goes, right to his feet. And I was like, dude, that would be sick.
Right?
That would be absolutely sick. Well, Marty, where we're going, there are no roads. All right. But
we
anyway.
Don't need shoes.
Yeah. And Marty, you can't take your shoes off.
Have you heard of Wally? Everybody sits in chairs. Where we're going, we don't need shoes.
The remake could be so good. The remake could be so good.
Oh, well, hey, Austin Brothers.
Yeah.
Dad Shoes Hazy IPA. Cheers.
Cheers.
Whoa.
That is unlike a lot of... Maybe it's because it's warmer. It's not too cold, but...
It's very hazy.
Ooh. Maybe it's early in the morning. Whoa, oh, it is. Yeah. Yeah, that's wild. Ooh.
Yeah. That's not bad.
It's not bad, but I like it cold.
I could have two Tritos without coming up to say hello.
Oh, that is a weird color, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like greenish,
it's like
but
green.
Hazy.
Yeah, it's a hazy green.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Staying on theme today.
I'll give it a 3. 3.5.
I'll go 2.5 on that one.
2.5?
Yeah, for me.
It's average. Yeah, it's not bad.
It could be better, could be a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah. Oh, I just got $100 off a fresh beer maker coupon.
Beautiful.
Up your beer game.
Up your beer game.
Ooh, and I unlocked badges. Okay.
That's exciting. Yeah, guys, try to find the beer. Cheers us. Drink
yeah.
it. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, I added a lot last week when we were down in Key West. A lot of new beers on there.
Yeah, so even our people out of state can easily find it if they want.
Yeah, cheers with us. Yeah.
So, yeah, get after that. We're trying a new thing, and you know what? If you cheer so many times or whatever, you might get something special in the mail. We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, be our friend.
We would like friends, please.
I'm super hungry, and what makes me think about that is all the food I've been craving. You know, like food that I haven't had in a while, stuff like that. What's some food you guys been craving? Like from a special place you haven't been to in a while? Or just what's that one dish you want to go and you could just destroy?
Dude,
right
I
now?
Would smash breakfast right now.
You think, like from where, though? Like that place up north that you were talking about?
Down south.
Or down south.
Oh, yeah, DeBoer's.
Yeah,
that DeBoer's. Would be
that's what you were talking about.
No, but just like scrambled eggs, hash browns, burnt bacon, and pancakes. Just like the last couple days, we were.
You hit the home run on breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah. It's we had a lot of sandwiches and like yogurt and stuff. We were eating kind of light.
Uh huh.
And, never went to a breakfast place. We went out to eat a couple times, but never went to a breakfast place.
Wow.
And so I'm kind of hankering a good, hearty, put you to sleep breakfast. Yeah.
A lot of times when people do breakfast, they do like sweets. And I can't. I can't wake up.
Yeah,
and
they put out that's
sugary.
Yeah, they had this like turtle almond coffee cake thing and a coffee cheesecake thing.
Yeah.
And they were smashing it. And I was like, man, that's way too much sugar. Like,
oh,
I like
yeah.
pancakes, but like all that sugar puts me straight to sleep.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I go back to bed.
That's
like I want like I like the omelets, the bacon,
yeah.
the toast.
Oh,
like, give me something.
If you're going to have your omelet, are you doing it the stuff inside and it flipped over, or do you like it the stuff put into it as they're cooking it? So it's like inside
Ooh.
Of it like
okay.
in cooked into the egg?
It depends.
Or like a folded over sandwich.
So when I go to Lasco's, it's always inside. It's not like within the the egg. But when I make it by myself, I try to make an omelet, and then it becomes like a scramble. So it doesn't bother me either way, as long as the green peppers are sautéed before they get on the omelet. Because I do the gold classic Western omelet, your green pepper, your ham, your cheese, and your onion. I just need it all together. I just need it all together. It's going to the same place. It's coming out the same hole. Like, just give it to me. I'm going to eat it. But Lasco's does it so fucking good. It's so good. It's so good. Like the folder. If I'm gonna break into just clean egg that I see, and the first thing that pours out is cheese, I've fallen in love with you.
See, here in Bay City, I prefer Mandy's.
Mandy's is great. Mandy's is great. I'm just saying, I know what I'm getting when I go to, Lasco's. Mandy's. I haven't tried everything yet. And they make great food.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. What have you been craving? I know you're talking breakfast, but any food, what have you been craving?
I'm craving alligator from the last time we went up
to the Blue Gator in Mount Pleasant.
You like the alligator, huh?
Yeah.
That's an experience.
Yeah, their alligator's really phenomenal. Good. They have this like Creole aioli type sauce thing.
Yeah. Have you ever tried frog legs, Colin?
Yes, I
Have
love
you?
Frog legs.
Do you? Yeah, it comes with a taste. Like, I like it, but a lot of people that I know hate it. Same thing with, and I know it's fancy. I didn't have it until my 23rd year on this earth, but it's octopus. What is it?
Calamari?
Calamari. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. Calamari. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
I like it. It's pretty good.
It depends. At Bar Louie, it's really crispy.
Oh,
it's
really?
Super good.
Oh,
but
I have to try it there. Every time I've ever tried it, it's rubbery.
Yeah, the rubbery stuff I don't like. And when I had it Bar Louie during COVID, but it was still when you could go into restaurants. So this was down at Great Lakes Crossing. They had a Bar Louie there. And they served it to me and super crispy. I loved it. And then I think it was Applebee's. We ordered and it got brought to our house. And it was so soft and disgusting.
Oh.
I was like, I hate this stuff. Like I had it from a great place, but I also paid like $30 for it at Bar Louie, because Bar Louie is expensive.
Yeah,
like I was getting cherry wheats top, like just bam, 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 bam. I think my bill was like $145.
Where'd you go? The one in Flint there?
No, I went
by
to the one in Great Lakes Crossing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've only
really
ever
cool.
been to the one in Flint at
oh, okay.
the mall, the whatever.
Yeah. Great Lakes Crossing?
No, it's not Great Lakes.
Oh, the Flint one?
Yeah,
oh,
whatever that one's called, I forget. On Miller Road there.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, Bar Louie's really fancy.
I took a hell of spit after that. That really? Sucked in Amanda's car.
Oh, shit.
I felt so bad.
Yeah. Did you end up looking at, like, was it one of those days that you didn't want to look at your bank statements when you left?
No, because I think Dave bought for us, actually.
Holy shit. He was probably through a grand.
It was the day we got promoted to regional managers, and so we all went out and celebrated.
Yeah.
And then I made a horrible impression as I spit in the back of her car.
Well, good job.
Yeah. That was not fun. But the Boondocks, we just went to, the last night we were in Key West, we went to the Boondocks, the largest tiki bar in the world.
That's cool.
And they ordered calamari, fried calamari as a appetizer. And that was, you're right, that one was actually crispy, real good. I'd forgot about that. Yeah, that was real good.
You can't like tear into it, but it's a good like, set it in the middle of the table, I'll have a few here and there.
Yeah.
It's not like a I only want this for my meal type of deal.
Yeah, no, it's a you got to pick at it.
Yeah, but like spinach artichoke dip, I can get just for myself.
The best, spin dip I've ever had is at Reno's Bar in Lansing.
Really,
Reno's West Saginaw. Reno's,
Yeah.
Love that's Reno's. The best spin dip I've ever had.
That's the best place to play Keno because I swear to God, you always win. Those beers get you something.
Oh, there you go. Like, never played Keno there.
Oh, yeah. Man. I couldn't stop. Every time I walked up, there was a dude sitting at the bar, old man, and he was like, tell me how to play that, young man. Because every time you come up here, they either hand you $40, $60, or $100, and you've done it four times already. And I was like, yep. I was like, me and my dad are killing it. I do double, double, double. I was like, $2 a draw? Well, at this point, me and Pops were throwing $10 a draw.
Holy hell.
Two numbers. Yeah, in two spots. Just threw a 20 at him.
Oh, you just do the two spots?
Yeah.
For the $11 win or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah, best odds.
Best odds, the four spot.
No.
It's one in 3.43 chance, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but you only have to get two numbers, and depending on what money you throw down, you get double.
Yeah.
So we were throwing $10, and 10 times 11, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, hell yeah. So.
What is 10 times 11?
110.
There you go.
All right. I was about to say, I was winning 110 all day long.
Good job.
I like how you said it like, oh, man, math.
Well, you gave me a Guinness, so you fuck off.
Yeah. Guinness, they're still the same percentage as a Busch Light.
Well, it's just thicker. I tell you.
It's not.
You don't think so.
I don't think so.
Nope. That shit's like coating my lungs. That is basically, you could put this on pancakes and pass it up as maple syrup.
That actually would be good. Oh, my God. That makes me think of one of the first epic meal times I ever watched. And the intro was just, we about to get drunk off pancakes. And I was like, I have to watch this video.
You're like, I'm invested.
And it was like 30,000 calories something. And they they're like, and now we make our special syrup and we use Jack Daniels.
A lot of
Jack Daniels.
Hold on though. I've had, it comes out in an airplane Jack Daniels, but it's syrup. That stuff is awesome. It's so good.
That sounds
good. They not only had a great idea, but they've made something because now it's a thing. It is delicious. It's got that bourbon taste to it. Oh, it's so good. I want it right now. That fucking Italiano hand. Jesus.
He was laughing at me because I was mic checking your mic earlier, and I was like, whoa, hey, forget about it. Regardless over here.
Regardless, yeah.
I want a Philly cheesesteak. Like,
that's hey, Dad.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Not, go. Not your dad, but
yeah,
just talk.
You should do Spencer's impression that you gave me.
That's what I just did.
Oh, that was it?
That was it.
Oh, you do not look Italian.
He thinks I'm from Boston.
Oh, that makes more sense.
No.
You got a pack of cow down at 33rd. Hey, walking in. Whoa. He's a knock.
Yeah. What is a food that you have to have today? You said Philly cheesesteak.
Food.
Like me.
Food today.
Yeah, food today.
Oh, I don't know. Normally, the beef stew is real good. When I worked at 1UP Games, the owner, every St. Patty's Day, would make a whole crock pot of Irish stew.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, you go to Coonan's and they got the soup.
See, and the problem is I don't like corned beef.
Oh, hate them.
I don't like corned beef, and that's the biggest thing today, corned beef hash, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Rubens. Yeah, it's big Irish. Yeah, Reubens and stuff, yeah.
No, Reubens, I can never stand, but I can't get one down.
Who's
putting sauerkraut on a fucking sandwich?
But I like the Irish stews. I like Irish stew with the beef and the vegetables and everything.
It's good.
That's good stuff.
Thick and hearty.
Yeah. Like a Guinness.
Exactly, I'm telling you.
Hey, Spencer.
Yeah.
You want to start a fight?
About what?
Why you got to be an instigator? Yeah. Why you got to come on?
We bring him on here.
And he barely says anything the whole time, and this and now he wants to talk, and he's like, "Hey, man, wanna start a fight?
You want
to
debate about shit?"
Yeah,
it's like I'm drinking, so it's probably not going to be nice. But what do you want to talk about?
So, you know, brats, right? You put sauerkraut on brats. Is a hot dog brat a sandwich? Because then you're putting sauerkraut on a sandwich. If it is.
I feel like a hot dog leans more on the taco side if you're talking to me about that.
Oh.
Well, there are only three categories.
I don't think I've ever heard that before. Okay, what's your...
Soup, salad, or sandwich. Everything can be classified within to those three categories.
Oh, well, then I guess it'd be a sandwich.
I don't think so at all. What are you
talking
about?
Well, I guess if you're putting... So if you're putting... Oh, how about this?
I mean, you gotta dig deeper than that.
So I don't do it, but some people will put relish... and sauerkraut and onions and all this other stuff. At that point,
it's a fucking salad.
I would say a hot dog is a salad. Yeah.
You're going to put that many condiments.
Yeah, you're going to put all those vegetables on it. This is now a walking salad.
Just because you put it in a bun doesn't make it a sandwich. I don't think so.
Because you put it in bread, bun, anything. Yeah, because it's just one big-ass crouton.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was just about to bring that up. I was going to say, okay, so hold on. Any salad you eat with croutons is a fucking sandwich, apparently. With your logic, soup, salad, sandwich, that's all you got.
There's more meat than greens, and it's a sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah, what's the meat to bread ratio to make it a sandwich? Does it have to have more bread than meat? To make it a sandwich? I want to hear your knowledge on it since you know.
Yeah, you brought it up. You teach us something. Teach us your ways.
I ain't going to fight you. I just want to fucking see it.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
So there'd have to be more meat than bread. What is wrong with you people? Are you signing?
Yeah.
Naruto okay. signs?
You're ruining the magic of the behind the scenes. You just have to keep talking. Ignore the man behind the curtain.
We're talking beer language.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll learn in several years, and you'll get the nonverbals down.
Okay.
Yeah.
But either way, for it to be a sandwich, it has to have more meat than bread, I feel like.
So a salad is a sandwich, then?
Well, if you get one of them, like a Cobb salad.
Like a chicken Caesar salad.
Or chicken Caesar.
Chicken Caesar has more meat than bread.
Or the Gorgonzola salad from Olive Garden there.
Yeah, so everything's a salad is what you're saying. Because everything's got more meat than bread, I guess. Is that what you said? It has to have more meat than bread to be a sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't... If it has, an excessive amount of greens on it, then that's a salad.
So, if that would be liquid, a salad.
Yeah. It's a soup.
Okay. If it's liquid, it's a soup.
Yes.
Okay.
Like tomato
soup. So would you
soup.
Say, all right, now here's where we're going to fight. Would you consider chili a soup?
I'm going to stay out of this.
No.
No. Okay, good. I don't think chili is a soup. I think for it to be
a soup. What category does it fall into?
Well, because then you get into subcategories, because soup.
See, that's what I think.
Yeah, because then it would break down. Like, you've got your three main I forget the genus or whatever, up here, and then you go into subcategories. So, because chili... And some stews, like beef stew, Irish stew, are more thick than watery, like a chicken noodle soup, you know, or
like you're not putting
soup.
Clam chowder in. Like
clam chowder would not be
a soup. Yeah.
It would be more of a chili, a chowder, yeah. I don't know what you would call that, though. What would you call the thicker stew chili chowders?
Salad.
No.
No. It's a sandwich, obviously. It's got more meat than bread.
I mean, it could. Honestly, in your logic...
Hey,
chili would be a sandwich.
Yeah,
there's
Colin
more meat
language.
Than bread.
Yeah, because there's only fucking three things out here.
Fuck yeah. That's funny.
Wow. Yeah, that blows my mind. Honestly, I'm trying to.
Yeah,
think
now
about
you got to think about stuff like what would be. Well, because then you get when you get one of these steak sandwiches, Italian steak sandwiches from Tony's, and it's just drenched in marinara,
right?
Does that become a soup?
Basically, I guess. Well, any type of liquid, so even a barbecue burger, like with the barbecue sauce pouring out, it's like, oh, it's liquidy, so it's a soup.
I'm just saying, I'm
using your logic here.
All right,
you're using my logic against me when you're
at a potluck and you got the crock pot full of little barbecue meatballs. They are marinating in all of the sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Is that just a thick soup or a stew that you're plucking one thing at a time out of?
Well, no, like then that'd be classified more as a chili.
No, I know, but while it's in stasis of a crock pot, because you got to think like air, water, gas, plasma, it changes stasises. You're going from liquid to solid.
You're sciencing. God, that's a good question. Right? Is that just a big soup?
It's like, you know, it's like Schrodinger's cat, you know? Is it dead or alive? And you don't know until you see it.
Is that why you're always in the corner just like focused?
Yeah, like that's why I like, I yeah, I really, I hit main major, never mind. So
No. What? What?
No. This is the us toning back, remember?
Yeah, we have to, because I knew exactly what you were going to say. Yeah.
Yep. So.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Regardless. Yeah, that is not a soup.
I like it.
Like, people in Michigan, they're just like, yeah, and you, anytime you go to a potluck, someone's going to bring the meatballs, whether it's brown or it's white. You know, you get the white sauce meatballs, you get the brown sauce meatballs.
Oh, like a Swedish meatball versus a barbecue meatball.
Someone's going to bring the meatballs, and they're just going to say, the meatballs are in the corner. I don't think about it.
Which do you prefer? Do you prefer Swedish or barbecue?
Oh, I'll pour them both on my plate. I love them both, but I do like the white meatballs.
Yeah. Swedish meatballs all the way.
There we go.
Yeah. Is that what they're called, Swedish meatballs? I never knew that. I just call them white balls, you know?
Like that old SNL skit with Alec Baldwin. Would you like to try my sweaty balls?
Yeah.
Come for, I have got my sweaty balls. I mean,
to me, if anyone's bringing meatballs, it's fine by me as long as they ain't blue, you know? So no one brings the blue balls, we're fine.
Cheers to that.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Jeez.
Talking about public and potlucks and all that stuff, you ever run into an obnoxious public loud talker?
Yeah.
Myself.
Yeah. You're the obnoxious public?
Obnoxious public loud talker?
Yes.
You want to steer away from that.
That's it? You don't have a story about it? Anybody call you out on it ever?
Every day. I'm consistently
like what?
Louder.
When you're in the cafeteria or whatever at school? People are like, hey!
Settle down.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jeez.
Wow.
No, there was a guy, before we went on a vacation, Tiffany made me get a pedicure, and I had to... So we're sitting there in the thing. We're in the mall. They got the... Oh, have you been in the Bay City Mall recently?
Uh-uh.
So it's very, very different. There is this amazing golf store right next to the theater now.
They have a golf store? I wonder if it's like a...
It's a real... And there's four bays for...
simulator golf?
They've got simulators. No kidding. It's $40 an hour. It's cheaper than... Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But they've got a bunch of stuff. They have trainers. You can get fit, everything. I walked in there. Tiffany's like, you're not going to buy anything. I was like, no, but I want to look. So we walked
around. I want to know what I could buy.
Yeah.
And if how much do I have to save to buy.
Well, and then they've got the nail shop next to it. And it's this massive.
The bay nails.
Yeah, it's this massive, huge nail shop, bigger than anything I've ever been in. It was crazy. It was real nice and fancy. So we're sitting down. And,
it's a good place. People are nice there.
Yeah. We're getting our feet soaked and all that. And then this one dude comes in, and he did not stop talking until he left. And everything, he's like, oh, man, Bay City's awful. It's so boring around here. There's nothing to do. You know, I come up from this place and that, and I'm going, hey, you ever think about this or whatever? Man, I hate those people over there and this, blah, blah. And he's just... Yak.
It's all complaints.
At the top of his lung, and it's all complaints. It's all negative. And you could just see everybody else, like, just, you're just killing the vibe so hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
It sucked so bad. I hate that. Yeah, I hate it so much.
Yeah.
Then we're at the Hogshead Bar in Key West, and we're having lunch. And the table directly behind us, these people, they're having a good time. I get it. But they are, like, screaming. They're like, oh, my God, like, this is it. And they're oh, my God. And so, and this dude kept saying to his wife, girlfriend, whatever, and it was kind of joking, kind of shut the fuck up. At the same time, he was just like, go back to your home on Whore Island. And like,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah.
I have some people in my life and some friends and stuff like that where sometimes it's like, hey, settle down. But what I have gotten called out for my laugh.
Oh, yeah?
I have gotten called out for my laugh, but I feel like laughs are in a different bracket.
That's a different bracket.
If we're...
Because like Donna. Donna laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear that in another state.
But here's the thing. is like if someone's laughing, you're like, oh, they're having a good time, but you don't get irritated with them because it's not constant.
Unless it's constant.
Yeah, but then it's just like, holy shit, is there a comedian here? You know, but if a table just laughs a little bit and you're like, that was a big laugh, that was a loud laugh, it's like, man, they're having fun. But if it's happening all the time, you're just like, I want to go sit over there because I need to know what the hell this guy's saying or what this hell the woman's saying. And, but I've been called out for my laugh and just be like, you got a loud laugh, but it's awesome. It's hilarious and stuff like that. But
nice.
But, it's nice, but to a bit to where you're just like, I'm going to stop laughing then if you're going to call me out on it. It's just what comes out of me, you know?
Yeah, and I'm not that bad. I haven't, I'm a big talker. I'll talk a lot and sometimes a little too loud. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, disrupting the entire restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you got something to say that's hilarious, you need to speak over the table, do it, but don't do it all the time.
Talking about laughs, who has your favorite laugh? Anybody you can think of that you're like, man, I love it when that person laughs. They have the best laugh.
No, I really don't. Anybody that comes out with a belly laugh, and I love the cat, the...
Oh, and I'm like...
Funny. Yeah, yeah.
So. That's. I think I picked that up from my my grandpa.
Oh yeah,
Bill at the railroad there. Yeah, he would laugh like that.
Yeah. It's like sounds like a spray bottle.
Yeah. My favorite is Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr,
the British comedian, Jimmy Carr.
He always holds it at the end. I love that.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Jimmy Carr laughing.
That's funny.
You ever watch 8 out of 10 Cats?
Uh-uh.
The show he hosts?
No.
Oh, it's a brilliant show. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, they talk about percentages and stuff, like how many percentage of people you think this or how many, like 8 out of 10, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's a funny British show.
I like
British shows, man.
I'm ready to laugh, so I want to hear some funny last call stories. Are we ready
for is it about that time? Holy cow. It is about that time.
Yeah, we went on a couple of ADD tangents, but it's St. Patty's Day, and we got to drink some more.
St. Patty's Day, so,
yeah.
Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up. And order again. This is the last
call. So let's get into the last call here. So, Eddie, you're starting us off with sleeveless.
Am I starting off? Or do you want me to go last?
Oh, you should go last.
Okay.
Colin, since you're a special guest.
Special guest. All right. So, I know you don't. We know you don't have any drinking stories. You're too young to drink yet. But give us a funny story. Something you and your friends were out doing or hanging out. Something funny that happened. What do you got?
I guess.
That wasn't illegal. We don't want
to. Don't incriminate
lawyers
yourself.
Already have enough to deal with. Okay.
Your father's in here, so the belt's on.
And your
on
mom's going to be listening. She reproved you to be here. She's going to be listening, so nothing
sweet.
Illegal.
Yeah. No, but I got a buddy. His name's and he grew up what?
So I'm going to cut names. Let's not incriminate anybody.
All right.
Okay. You got a buddy.
I got a buddy, and he's terrified of semi-trucks.
Okay.
Because when he was younger, he almost got hit like 20 times by a semi-truck.
Why is he just playing in the road? Where are his parents? I'm concerned now.
Yeah, me too. It's you don't learn after the first time. You're just like, 20 a time, I'm bad.
But me and him will go out for walks.
Okay.
And we'll hang out, and he just has a curse apparently. Where every time we go out of the house, we almost get hit by a car.
Jesus. And you need to find better friends.
And I don't have a lot
Stop
of friends.
Stop playing in the road. It's not fun. Frogger is
playing
only to be
like we used to back in the day. Walk in the ditch. Catch some crawfish.
Yeah, throw some bread for that. Jesus.
No, Frogger's my favorite game. Leave me alone.
So?
But we're heading out one night just to go... get a slushie and some snacks, and we get to the marathon, we get our stuff, and we're heading back, and it's pitch black. We can't see anything.
Oh, yeah, because you're on Pinconning.
Yeah.
You're out in the country in Pinconning, too.
Yeah.
Dang, that's a long walk to the marathon?
Well, not from my house, from his.
Oh, gotcha.
Which
okay.
is Not that far.
Yeah, okay.
But all we hear in unison is like 17 horns, all of them coming down that road on like the freeway or something. And it was just semi-truck after huge truck. And it was just
crazy. Heading down 13 there?
Yeah.
Dang.
It was just a bunch. And I watch this 18-year-old dude scurry and run behind a building. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
He's like, I'm out.
He's like, the Imperial Army's coming down. He sees Darth Vader with bright horns just honking at him. He's like,
That's funny.
That's funny.
Amazing.
So he doesn't like semi-trucks.
Doesn't like semis. No. Well, we know what he's not going to do when he grows up.
Yeah, I was just about to say, wouldn't it be funny if he becomes a truck driver?
Yeah.
He's like, I am one now, baby.
He conquers his fear by becoming it.
I hope you don't know what I'm talking about when I say this, but I hope he hasn't watched Death Race.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh. Well, it'd be funny, like a semi-truck driver that's watched Death Race too many times. You know, stop it. But anyway, I'm gonna jump into this one. So there was a building that my pops owned back in the day. It was right on Center.
I used to work there.
Yeah, and the my late brother had just passed a couple of days before the St. Patrick's weekend. We need family time, and we need to watch this parade, and we're gonna do it in the most beautiful spot we have. So it was right on Center, and we invited a lot of our friends, family, and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
And I wasn't old enough to drink yet, but my dad was like, you know what? We've had a terrible, terrible, terrible year. Here's a bottle of Jameson. I said, bad idea, you know, Raj. Come on now. And I was a little thing back then, and so I just knocked it down. We were having a great time. I was talking to everybody. I was being, I thought, the life of the party and everything.
As you do.
As I do. And I'm getting all this candy and I'm handing it out, being the creeper 18-year-old. I didn't mean to be creepy. I was just like, fucking, yeah, love alcohol, you know? And St. Patty's Day, the parade was going on and everything like that. And I found myself, I remember like vividly remembering being in the bathroom, puke everywhere. And I was like, oh, no, it's my father's business. Like, I got to clean this or whatever. And he ended up finding me and he went, oh, I love you so much, son, and just left. And I was like, I know he hates me. I was in his favorite jacket.
That green jacket.
Yeah, I was in his favorite jacket.
That's older than me.
Yeah, but I haven't. You know, I wore it year after year. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that day, and we were just going nuts. And MSU had a basketball game that day. It was just fantastic. We just had a great.
That was
time,
a good.
But,
it was a good time.
Yeah.
As somber as it was a good time.
Yeah. It was a break to get away. It was like, hey, we have this. Let's
I don't
focus
know if you were
this.
There or not. For that year for the St. Paddy's.
But we were grilling
probably
out.
Not.
Yeah.
We had the grill and chill out there. We were just doing
a lot of things. Grill and chill, yep.
You know,
backed that up.
Mm-hmm. Had that whole front. And it was like no one could tell us not to be there. There was no one
that
we didn't
want there. And we had a bathroom and everything. Like, yep. That was one of the best St. Paddy's Day parades we've had were there because we had that office that had that place, you know.
Yeah, it was
had a fridge
amazing.
For the beer, the bathroom, and a front row seat. Man, it was great.
Right, and it was all ours.
Yeah.
No one else could come in and just be like, I'm sitting here. It's like, no, you can go.
I
don't want to
keep paying for that building just for the one day a year.
Can we rent it out?
It's not very fiscally responsible. But,
no. You know. It was a beautiful place, though.
Oh, yeah. It was
really
real
cool.
Nice. Real nice.
Super big.
And then we did a lot of work to it, too, tearing the carpet out.
Oh, my God. You remember the office from hell?
Yeah. And then when I fell down the freaking vent. What is happening? What is happening? Yeah. I was walking, I'm trying to hang this picture thing, and I walk, and my foot goes straight through the vent because the vent cover wasn't on.
It was just
I was just, what is happening? What is happening? I ripped all the shades down trying to grab at something.
That's why that shade never looked
good. And I
turn
around, and Tiffany, Donna, and Aunt Darlene are just laughing their asses off at me as I'm sunk into the...
the place where we found it, or when we found it, looked like shit. But when it was done, it looked amazing. Like, we put a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
And you had to follow so many rules when you were doing it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like this
all
color,
the code,
this color,
all
this color, and you have to have this here. And yeah, we really did. And that was like right when it got done. It was like bam, you know. So
yeah, it was
really
perfect
fun.
Kind of christening opening for
it. It really was. It was like, hey, come check out the office.
Yeah,
come, you know, have fun at the parade, have front row seat. And that parade was pretty cool. That dude, he had the there was a dude that made his own float, but it was in a porta potty, and he would fly up and down. Like, this dude, it's like he took a governor off a golf cart. Like, it was just a moving potty, you know?
That's and amazing. Like,
yeah. The shittermobile. Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
Shitter's full.
Yeah. Yeah. Shitter's fast.
Yeah. Shitter's fast. Yeah.
Eddie, you have on here Sleeve of Saturdays, which is something that we.
Oh, that's a tradition.
I'll have you explain it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a tradition here in Bay City at the Patty's Green Pub, Green Hut. They do Sleeveless Saturday, and I haven't done it in, this story is probably 16, 15 years ago, something like that. And you start at 7 o'clock in the morning at the Green Hut, and it's packed. Like, you're like sardines in there, man. But they got an Irish band playing in the corner, so it's always a lot of fun. You're doing Irish car bombs. You're hanging out. You do that till about 11, and then you grab some food, and then you head down. And as we're walking down to the parade, there's a big group of us, and you can the great thing, you can just walk around with your alcohol one day a year. Down there for St. Patty's, the cops, as long as you're not being belligerent or anything,
yep, they're just okay,
they ignore
it.
Yep, they're good.
It's St. Patty's Day in Bay City, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yep. And so we're having our beers. We're walking down, and we get closer to Center Road, and I think at this time the parade was about to start, and there's this party going on, this White House, I remember, and we're walking down, and the guy's kind of outside, and we said hi, and we start talking to him, and he's like, hey, he's like, you guys want to try some beers? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, I brew my own beers. I got a bunch of different beers in here. Come on down. So we just wandered into the stranger's basement. And
this is safe. It's fine. He's got beer.
Yeah. That's
it's like
how
the White Vans and
it's
candy.
It's not White Vans and candies. It's come into my basement. I have beer. All right. Like,
don't mind the chains. Step over the chains.
Yeah, it's a good day to get murdered. So... So we go into his basement, and sure as shit, he has about 12 barrels of like systems set up, and all these he's brewing everything.
A whole ass distillery.
Yeah, it was a whole yes. And we tried all 12 beers, and some are good, some are bad, some are, you know, whatever, but he was and he's like, "You want a growler to take with you?" And we're like, "Fuck yeah." So So then we get a growler, and then we have our other drinks, and we're just double-fisting walking down. And we're parade starting, and we're watching it, and then we're trying to get across the street. And one of the guys, he's like, go! And we start running, and the police mascot at the time was like in the middle of the street. And so we all ran up to him, and we fist-bumped him, and there's a picture in one of the Bay City Times or M Live somewhere, I think, for that year, of all of us like fist bumping the police
with a bunch of beer in
your
hand.
Bunch of beers in our hands and everything.
Say Patty's Day.
Yeah, and we ran back across, and we get across, and we're on Lincoln, and there's that purple house there. And yeah,
beautiful.
One of the other
the
guys,
candy building. Yeah,
yeah. One of the guys knew one of the guys who was living there. And their porch, they're two houses back from the street, so you can perfectly see the parade. So then we hung out on the porch, and then they start grilling. They're making brats and burgers and everything, and we ended out the day and ended out the parade on the porch. And I know more things happened after that. I cannot tell you what it was, and I don't remember where I woke up the next day.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was... It was a great St. Patty's Day.
That sounds
from like
fantastic.
7 a.m. until midnight, we ended up rolling. Because I know I vaguely, blinkly remembered lights and music at some point later that night.
So you found a club at some point.
Something. We were somewhere. I don't know if we went back to the hut or where we went, but it must have been a good time because I don't remember it.
So. Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to think about it instead of like, I hope I didn't do anything fucked up.
That's why you got to take pictures because half the stuff you don't, you're not going to remember the next day. That's why I took so many pictures in Vegas. For his 21st.
I just asked him to send me the album the other day. I was like, I
need
to remember.
Your 21st, we're going to head out to Vegas because you'll be 21, and then 7 days later, I'll turn 40. So we're it'll be a good time whole week. Yeah, that whole week be big birthdays.
Whew.
Yeah, gear up.
I got to do it again. My body isn't going to make it back.
Yeah, really.
It barely made it back the first time.
Yeah. Well, and that, you could blame Raj and Derek for that, man, because those guys.
They were fine.
Oh, yeah. Like, you think we can drink. Those guys, are seasoned veterans. Yeah.
Like, when they were barking off the people from standing close to 160 beers, they were like, get away. That's all for us.
It's like, this German's that come, maybe have some of your beer. Are these all yours? And they're like, yeah. Can we maybe have some of your beer? And he's like, no, they're up there at the bar.
Yeah, go get them.
But you have so many. And he's like, get out of here.
Yeah. Like the
they were 50 cents each. Yeah. Man. They were, yeah. So we bought like 100 beers for 50 bucks. Like,
playing beer pong with full glasses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That still hurts my body.
Oh, my God. That's a fun last call.
Hey, what a good podcast. Colin, yeah. It was great to have you on, man.
Yeah, really cool. thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for hanging out. Absolutely. And yeah, St. Paddy's Day is always kind of a bittersweet day, you know, and I do want to give a cheers to Ryan. It's been 6 years here. So here you go, bud. One's for you. And as Ernest Hemingway always said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers.
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 Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, MidMichigan's premier podcast network. Samich LLC is your one-stop shop for pop culture custom creations. Get your favorite characters in high-quality stickers, decals, and more. Check them out on Etsy. Samich LLC. Print your imagination.